Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning are Christina Ryder, Jinya Anachinko, and Mike Littman. Jinya and Mike are from the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, and Christina is the owner of the fishing vessel Cummins, and they're here to talk about a series that the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society is putting on called This Old Boat. And this week, Christina is going to be giving a talk at 6 p.m. on Thursday about the fishing vessel Cummins that's about to turn 100 years old. So thank you so much for joining me in the studio this morning.
Thank you for having us.
So could you tell me a little bit about this series, This Old Boat, and how it came about and why it's important?
Sure, absolutely. The mission of the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society is to preserve maritime history of Sitka, Southeast Alaska, and Alaska and Pacific in general. And there are very few things which embody maritime heritage as much as ships and boats. So at the beginning of 2017, when we got together as a group and thought about programming and different ideas we would like to pursue, we really wanted to start talking about the historical vessels around Sitka, and we wanted to focus on preserving the legacy of the boats. We are a very small society. We are not capable to preserve historical vessels. We don't have this ability, but we can preserve the history of the boats and ships and oral stories, the personal recollections, and even, the way the ship looks, like preserve the physical look of the ships through photography and documentation and such. So we initiated this series, which is called This Old Boat. It's a series of public talks, which are usually followed by a write-up in our newsletter, and we are keeping this information for generations to come. Usually we have an owner of the vessel coming and talking about the history of the boat. Mm-hmm. And Christina's talk is going to be our third talk of this type. And it's a very special one because the Cummins is going to turn 100 years old. So we thought maybe we'll do something a little extra and kind of frame it as a birthday for the boat.
So sort of a boat birthday party. And Christina, can you tell me a little bit more about the F.E. Cummins?
Yes. The Cummins was built in Everett, Washington in 1918 by a World War I veteran named Ingemar Moyer. He was a naturalized Norwegian and must have just come home from the war with a lot of other guys just coming back from the war, and they needed jobs. So there was a big boat building boom in 1918. And you could either go logging or work in a mill, or you could build a boat and go fishing. And this appears to be one of those. It apparently took about 7 years to complete and was powered with a 12-horsepower Cummins oil engine in 1925. The Coast Guard abstract of title also starts in 1925, suggesting that's the completion date. And the abstract of title says that there was a mortgage on the boat that year in 1925 by an engine dealer named SVB, or Simeon Van Buren Miller, at 72 Marion Street in Seattle. He was also a dealer of Scripps and Evinrude Motors and Imperial and Elto Motors, and he had gone west with the Gray Motor Company of Detroit in 1908. It was apparently the engine dealer's idea to name the boat after the engine. I imagine the conversation probably went something like this. Well, so what are you going to name it? Oh, well, I don't know. Well, how about the Cummins after the engine I'm selling you on credit? Mm-hmm. And the records show that the engine was paid off by the end of the season. So Simeon Van Buren Miller was from the Irwin Miller family of Columbus, Indiana. And his big brother back home in Columbus had more or less married his job at Cummins as the chairman and had married that family that co-founded the Cummins Engine Company with Clessie Cummins in 1919. And the nephew of this engine dealer was Joseph Irwin Miller, who became more or less Cummins' most well-known leader, who was well-known in the 60s for his involvement in civil rights, even with Martin Luther King, who considered him the most socially enlightened businessman in the United States. They marched on Washington in 1963. So Cummins has always been a socially responsible business, and so this is an icon of that company, and the boat and the engine company are turning 100. And so we just want to say why this is important, and also it's because a lot of people don't know that biofuel is not new technology, it's the original diesel engine technology, and that these early Cummins engines would run on any free-flowing oil at all, basically anything but water or gasoline.
You've done quite a bit of research, haven't you? Where have you found all of your information?
Well, my research started in 2007 when I ordered the abstract of title from the Coast Guard. I had bought the boat at the end of 2002, and people were always coming up to me and telling me all about Cummins, mm-hmm. and that it must have had a Cummins engine and must have had something to do with Cummins and but nobody really knew. But I was really impressed with how everyone loves Cummins and how people told me all about Cummins. So after 5 years of hearing that, I finally started doing some research. And what I've found is really what I consider a keystone American story, that it's it raises a lot of issues and stories that are central to so many so much American history and even issues that we have today. So it looks like I more or less have a book to write.
It sounds like
and,
it.
The company had sent me a book about the first 75 years of Cummins Engine Company history, a book that was commissioned by Joseph Irwin Miller, the nephew of the engine dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got the book in my hands, I realized that I might be writing the centennial book on Cummins. And I've been thinking about this title for the book and thinking something along the lines of maybe A Century of Cummins and the Troller Cummins, A Keystone American Story.
Well, you know, that all sounds fascinating, and I'm sure that you have enough information to fill a couple of talks, and your talk is on Thursday at 6 in the evening. Where is that going to be? Is that at the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society?
It's at the
building?
Baranov Brewing Company.
Oh, okay.
And we have, as I mentioned, not just a talk, but there will be DJ music playing, and we have a birthday cake. So mm-hmm. it's an event which we imagine be people of all ages can come.
And you also mentioned that you're having a walk party on Saturday. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Right.
A work party, not walk.
Sorry.
Maybe I'll ask Mike to talk a little bit about what we do with the boathouse.
One of the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society's most important projects is renovating the Yaponsky Island boathouse.
Mm-hmm.
The boathouse is just across the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been slowly bringing it up room by room. We're going to continue that. Let's see, what's the date, Zhenya? Is it this coming Saturday?
It's this coming Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
We have a work party organized. We're going to do some painting and some woodwork, repairing some of the siding on the building, and adding some weather stripping and, making the building tighter.
Our hope is that we will be able to teach classes on boat building and repairing in one of our wings.
Wow.
And it's really important to bring it to the shape where people will be comfortable in. So if there are people out there who are very passionate about building boats, repairing boats, are teaching their children how to do that, they're all welcome and will be much appreciated.
All right. And if there's anything else, I have about 30 seconds left. If you guys have anything else you need to add.
Okay, well, we've collaborated with Cummins Northwest on some FV Cummins t-shirts. And we're almost sold out of those, but we'll have more of those available. And Cummins has mentioned that they would like to see community involvement. And this type of thing can bring a community closer together. And definitely the Maritime Heritage Society does just that. And so we'd just like to say in closing that see you at the brewery tomorrow night. mm-hmm. 6 to 9, and drink Bibco, Baranoff Island Brewing Company. Drink Bibco, drink local.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me. I've been speaking with Christina Ryder, Jinya Anachinko, and Mike Littman. The talk on Thursday at 6 p.m. The fishing vessel Cummins is celebrating almost its 100-year birthday. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.